I want to speak briefly about the word ask. Just that, ask. And when I was thinking about this word, the Lord kept on speaking to me about so many people, including me, who have deviated from the way of the Lord, and we think that we are still on track. There are sometimes when we embark on a journey, and when we are going somewhere, usually, especially when a husband and wife are going somewhere, and the husband is the driver, and the wife says that we are just nearing our exit, and now you have to move to the extreme right lane so that you'll be able to exit, and he just doesn't pay attention to that. So probably I'm talking about myself. And you find that you have missed the exit. And the next thing that happens, you are lost. And when you are lost, you do not ask for direction. Because, like, I think there is a commercial on TV, Tarzan and his girlfriend, they are swinging from one tree to another looking for a fall. And the lady says, why don't you ask for directions? I am the king of the jungle. And then the woman says, I am the king of the jungle. So he doesn't ask for directions because he is the king of the jungle. And the next thing, they hit a tree while they are swinging from one branch to the other. And it happens that many of us don't like asking for directions because sometimes it may sound embarrassing or it probably may look like you do not know what you're doing. And we don't want to be seen not to know what we are doing. And many a times, God is looking at us and is just wondering, why don't you just ask? Just ask. Praise the name of Jesus. Ask. The song that we sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. There is a portion that says, oh, what pain we often forfeit, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Praise the name of Jesus. And you are sitting there showering and wondering, why are things not working the way they are supposed to work? I have heard many people say that when one door closes, another one opens. And I've said many times here that many times people see a door close and they don't even turn. They keep on looking at that door and look at that door and look at that door, and another one has opened and it closes before they turn because they are only focused on a door that closed. And the Lord is speaking to so many people many times. And he's telling them that you are struggling enough. Now it is time for you to let go and let me handle it. Praise the name of Jesus. Say amen. Amen. For how long are you going to struggle with it? For how long are you going to deal with an issue that you know you can't handle? Your power is not enough. Your strength is not enough. Your wisdom is not enough. Your knowledge is not enough. You do not have enough to help you to overcome it. Why struggle with it? Why don't you give it to him? Praise the name of Jesus. The prayer has become no longer that, you know, that key that turns the door to God's treasure room. Because many people have shunned the prayer. You tell them, let's go for prayer. Nobody wants to be there. Why? Because prayer is a lot of work. It is connecting to the source of power, and sometimes when you are connecting to the source of power, you get seared. The energy from that power, sometimes it is debilitating. It is not something that you can handle. And many people have shunned that presence. Why? Because maybe the kind of life that they lead that cannot withstand the power that comes from the prayer room. But prayer is the only source, it's the only power that you have that is left for us to overcome the wiles and the works of the enemy. Prayer is the only thing. Praise the name of Jesus. If you have shortened the time of your prayer, you are shortening the power of the, you are shortening the effect of the power that God has given in your life. And it is not going to take you too far when you are walking on it by your own strength. Praise the name of Jesus. And Jesus says that men ought to pray and not faint. All the time. And many men have shunned prayer too. We go for prayer breakfast, they don't show. I know they pray wherever they are. I'm not trying to say that you don't pray. But I'm also feeling that there are times when there is synergy and there is power, there is a lot of energy. And whenever people get together to pray, when you're seeking the face of God, when I come here on Friday prayer, every Friday at 7 p.m., and I find five or three or one person, and I am just wondering, where are all the other people who are struggling? They have been struggling, but they can't just ask. Come on, praise the name of Jesus. I don't know whether you're silent because you're thinking through that, or because you're wondering, what is he talking about? Or maybe anatusomea too. You know, Obama said that, they say that Obama is professorial. So every time he speaks, he says that he's lecturing us. Oh, no, I'm not lecturing you. Praise the name of Jesus. I said you're going to say amen for three people. So ask. That's the word. The Bible says in the book of Matthew 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. And I'm going to read verse 7 and 8. The Bible says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened unto them. Praise the name of Jesus. Look at the same verse or the same scripture in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 11. The same very verse. Chapter 11. And I'm going to look at verse 9 and 10. This is what the Bible says. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and this was after they had asked him to teach them how to pray. And this is where he taught them how to pray the Lord's Prayer. And from verse 5, the Bible says, he gave them a very good example, and I'm going to look at that in a few minutes. But I just wanted us to focus on this particular word that I'm saying, that I'm talking to you about, ask. The first letter of the word ask is ask. The second letter of the word ask is seek. And the third letter of the word knock is K. Or the word ask is knock, which is K. First, we are going to look at the word ask, and I have just mentioned a little bit. What does ask mean? Ask means prayer. It is asking what, it is reaching out because you cannot do something by yourself. It is by reaching out to somebody else. Either a teacher, if you are a student, you ask for help. You don't struggle with a project. You don't struggle with a paper. You don't struggle with a question or a problem. And if you ask, you get help so that you may be able to deal with whatever it is that you're dealing with. Where I work, and I have a number of people who report to me. And many times when we hire a new graduate, they come to the office, and if they're Americans, we have a wonderful time for several reasons. Number one, they don't struggle with anything if they don't know it. Bwana asifiwe sana. And they work diligently as if they know what they are doing, because every moment they hit a snag, they call you immediately. They don't even try to think through it, because they know for sure that I am being audited. Bwana asifiwe. I am being looked at how I am performing, and I want to be the best so that I be able to move ahead. Then we get my fellow Kenyans and some other people from another place, and you give them that task, and they work through it the whole day and the following day, and you find that they have not even moved from where you left them. Why? Because they did not desire, or maybe they desire to, but they did not have the courage to ask for help. And they spin their wheels, they spin their wheels, they spin their wheels. At the end of the week, they have nothing to show for it. And their timesheet is supposed to show that you have done A, B, C, D. But the project is still at the beginning of where it started. And the problem with many of us is that we want to handle things by ourselves, even when we do not know what to do. We want to show the rest of the people in our community that we are able to deal with this issue, even though we do not know what to do. We are so afraid of asking questions. We are so afraid of asking, what do we do from here? You know, a number of people have asked me to be in the board, you know, in the board of their organizations. And the first one, when I was asked to be in the board, I did not ask any questions. I just said, what does the organization do? Oh, that's all that I asked. And they told me, and they sent me emails, they sent me all the all the documents and everything else. And that was it. And I joined the board. And there, I was there without knowing what I am supposed to do. Recently, I was talking to someone else, and he told me that he was invited to be in the board. And the first thing that he asked was, what do you want me to do? It does not matter what kind of a person you are. It does not matter how much education you have. It does not matter how much knowledge you have. It does not matter how much skill you possess. But if you do not know what you are supposed to do at the granular level, you will not be able to perform. Praise the name of Jesus. And so this is what we are dealing with on a daily basis. Our people are given opportunities and positions, but you do not ask, what is expected of me? What am I supposed to do here? And say that, you know what? I don't know what to do. I need your help. People with not just MBAs, they have PhDs, they walk into that office and they will say that, I don't know what to do. And I sit down and I train them, and I don't have that PhD. Praise the name of Jesus. And they feel comfortable that I'm able to train them. After that, they start auditing me. They start, you know, directing me. They start dealing, you know, because they asked and they did not fear. And I want to encourage each one of us here. Please ask. Bwana asifiwe sana. And the Lord is saying here, ask and it will be what? Come on, finish that for me. Ask and it will be. Then why is it sometimes, maybe when we ask, we do not get it? Because probably we ask timidly. And the Bible tells that we are the children of the Most High God. Praise the name of Jesus. We got to go to Him in confidence. We have to approach the throne the throne of grace with confidence. Why? Because He is our Father. And whenever we ask Him, He will give unto us. So be confident in your asking. Praise the name of Jesus. Do not let an issue that you have struggled with for an hour or 2 hours, don't just try to become macho or show yourself that I can do it. No, ask. We were struggling with this issue of the Olympics. Oh yeah, we were in the Olympics with my wife. And have been running with our Kenyan fellow Kenyans. But the stories that are behind all this running, they're so draining. You feel that I don't want even to be associated, because they are doing sometimes very well and sometimes very, very poorly. There are some races that they are supposed to be winning and they are not winning, because there has been issues that are happening behind the scenes. Our officials are not doing their job. They are not accrediting the right people. They are just putting in joyriders, and all their coaches are being left behind. And these people are exposed to world-class athletes who have been well-trained and they are well-represented, and they are supposed to compete at the highest level. And when you ask questions, people are put, are kicked out. Nobody asks questions in Kenya, unfortunately. And I feel very sad when I see all these things. My fellow brothers and sisters, let's be people who ask questions. Praise the name of Jesus. Let's be people who ask for help. And so here I'm saying that we need to learn how to ask. Because when we ask, we are asking for what we wish for, and we ask for what we desire. And the Lord says that ask and it shall be given unto you. Bwana asifiwe sana. In the book of 1 John, chapter 5 and verse 14 and verse 15, the Bible says that this is the confidence we have in approaching him, that if we ask anything in accordance with his will, he will hear us. Praise the name of Jesus. For we know already that what we are asking for, if it is within his will, we will receive it. Come on, praise Jesus. And James says that, why is it that you don't receive? The reason why you don't receive is because you do not what? Come on, finish. Yes. The reason why you don't have it is because you didn't ask. Or maybe the reason, maybe you asked and you did not receive it. Maybe because you asked what? Amiss. You did not ask the right way. You did not ask for the right motive. You did not ask for the right reasons. And God is saying that, I cannot give you that because your motive is not clear. You want a big car? What for? I want a big car to be ferrying people to do ministry. God will love that. Yes. You want a big car? Yeah. I want a big car so that people can see me going to do ministry. Now that is different. Praise the name of Jesus. You want a big house? Yes. Why? So that when Patricia asks for people who can host, I'll be the first one to offer. Amen. Oh, you want a big house? What for? So that when the people come from Kenya, they visit and they know where I live, and they feel that I am living the American dream. Is that the reason why you are asking for whatever you are asking for? God is saying that you have to ask for right reasons. So praise the name of Jesus. What kind of business do you want to do? What is it for? So that you may be able to cruise all over the world. You know, people are saying, I want to retire, and I want to retire young so that I'll be able to see the world. There are people who are saying, I want to retire, and I want to retire young so that I'll be able to do more ministry. And God will retire you very quickly. Praise the name of Jesus. He'll give you what you need. You'll be getting those books Pauline is selling us. A ministry. What? Then what? Where else? She probably wants to retire so that she can write more books. Amen. Maybe so. Hallelujah. So ask. Then the book of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22. He will receive if we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Whatever pleases God, when we ask, he will respond very quickly and give it to us. Praise the name of Jesus. Do not ask for your own selves. Do not ask so that you'll be able to please yourself. Do not ask so that you'll be able to feel you are better off than your next door neighbor. Do not ask so that you'll be able to quieten the people in your village or in your community, calling them peons and minions. No, you ask so that you'll be able to please the Lord. Come on, praise the name of Jesus. Whatever you have, either it is education, it is a lot of money, it is a lot of, a bigger ministry, whatever it is that you're doing. When you ask for God to come and provide that you be able to expand and to grow. Your territory becomes bigger and your lines are falling into fertile grounds, like the book of Psalms says, then I want to challenge you. Let it be to please the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. This brother is doing a great job at, you know, school. School is, I think school is the most basic thing that you can provide for any community. And it has a lasting value and it impacts the people's lives. But you cannot have enough of resources to be able to give. And he still doesn't have. But he's still hanging on. Praise the name of Jesus. I don't believe that you really want just to have a big school like Brabant School. And Visa or is it, what was it? Visa? Visa? Oshawa? Oh, yeah. Oshawa. Academy, and be called, you know, big names, and Bookshine. Is that Bookshine? So that people will know Bookshine all over the world? Or in all of. No. You want to help those who are in need. That is our goal. And that should be the goal of every Christian. So when you are asking, what are you asking for? That is the question. Praise the name of Jesus. And what is the reason for which you are asking? And then in the book of John 14 and 13, verse 13, the Bible says, and Jesus was speaking, and when he was saying that in my Father's house there are many mansions, he says, I will do whatever you ask for my Father's glory. For God's glory, he will give whatever you ask. Now, if someone is promising you that whatever you ask, I will give you so that the glory will be to the giver. And you let him do it and say that, I don't care. Just give it to me. Let the glory go there. He will give you very fast. And that's what the Lord is offering right now. He's saying that, I will give you for my Father's glory. Praise the name of Jesus. For his glory. The next thing is seek. What is seek? You ask, then you seek. You see, now, the first one is not ask, then the second one, sit. You know, there are people who really love to say that, I asked the Lord, and I have waited. You know, there were sisters who were being told many times that God knows your address. So you pray and wait. Just sit at home. God knows your address. You send a brother from wherever. And even brothers, sometimes they do that. And you tell them, you better get up. You better move from that seat. The Lord is saying that after you ask, you have to make an effort. Amen? You're going to make an effort. That book will not write itself. That school will not run itself. That ministry will not reach out to the people by itself. People will not preach to themselves. Jesus did not actually speak to the masses when he says that you are the salt of the world. He was speaking to his disciples and his followers and telling them that you are the people that are going to make the change. You're the one that are going to, to deliver the message out there so that people can change. Praise the name of Jesus. Because food cannot become salt. Salt salts food, right? That's what I wanted to say. And then when Jesus was saying that you are the salt of the world, it's like you are the salt of the food. And so the salt cannot, food cannot be salt. So he wasn't telling the masses. He was telling the disciples. So here I'm telling you, my friends, the Lord wants you to make an effort. As soon as you ask, then you hear from him, start moving. Praise the name of Jesus. Get out and activate it. Be practical about your faith. Look at the opportunities and start moving. Praise the name of Jesus. When there was a song that we used to sing that when he calls me, I will answer. I will be somewhere working for my Lord. Many a times the people are being called, but they are not anywhere working for the Lord. They are out there. They are probably in their beds. I look into the Bible all the time and I never seen a word claim. But we love the word claim. I claim that blessing. I claim that sister. I claim that brother. I claim that car. Someone actually said that you buy that big home without the money you really need, job will find you there so that you'll be able to pay for it because you have claimed a big home. I don't think that's the way God works. That is working in reverse, isn't it? Don't just go claiming things. Because you can claim them, but they will never be actualized if there is no, number one, ask, then make effort to get them. You ask, then go to job. If you want that home, then go to work. Or at least buy a lottery ticket. No. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just saying, it will not find you there. That's what I'm saying. Praise the name of Jesus. You will have to work for it. Effort has to be made. You got to get yourself off your couch, off your bed. A little, you know, the Bible says that a little sleep, a little slumber. And poverty will find you like a what? Like a robber or a thief in the night. And we love that, especially in the morning. The enemy tries to get us when you're supposed to get up to go to work. My wife goes to work very early in the morning. And I try very much not to hear what when she wakes up because I really value that little sleep in the morning. But there are times when she would wake up and then I am not able to sleep again and I have to be awake until from 4 a.m. And I have to leave the house at 8. Now all that time, what do? That's a good choice. Yeah. And she wants me to log into her prayer line at that time. That time I'm tagging on my bed. I really want to sleep. But it is actually sleeping at the wrong time. That's what I'm saying. Amen? There are people who sleep during the day. They are nocturnal. They work at night. They are really busy. You try to get them to sleep at night and you have trouble. So here I'm saying that we have to be very, very diligent in our working. Praise the name of Jesus. When you ask the Lord, let him help you. Step out. Amen? Start doing. Recently, a preacher came here and challenged us. And he compared the Kenyans to Nigerians. I'm not going to go back to that. Do you remember that? And we said that, man, something has to be done. We have to really step up. Praise the name of Jesus. On several occasions, actually, the past 2 weeks, I've been informed about certain organizations that are working with the U.S. government. And these people are telling me, where are the Kenyans? The Kenyans are not represented there. And true enough, you look at the list, none, there are no Kenyans. I went to several meetings in the World Bank. And while I was there, I would look around to see whether there are any of my brothers or my sisters, and I would not find a single one. And every time you stand and speak, there is no response from the audience because nobody really resonates with what you're saying because they are from a different region than yours. These organizations are packed with, you know, with West Africans. And I'm not saying it is wrong. They are doing a good job representing us. Somebody was telling me yesterday that there are no Kenyans now in an organization that just formed recently. And that organization is trying to speak on behalf of Africans. Because Africans have been left behind. You see Mexicans and Hispanics and Asians. They all have their organizations that are able to do things with the government and reach out for their welfare, but none is speaking for Africans. So what are we going to do ourselves as a people of God that have found God and know how God works? Will we continue to pray? We were talking about the prayer that we have been praying seriously about our nation, Kenya. And we have been praying, brother. We've been really, really praying for Kenya. And I know a lot of people have been praying for Kenya. But every time we pray, things seem to get from bad to us. And then you wonder, why? Why is it that things are really not working when we pray? And we say that God will hear us and he will answer us when we pray. There's something that is missing. And guess who is missing? It is you and me. Because there is no matter how much you pray for a road that we call Konambaya, where people are dying every day because people come speeding down and then they lose control and they hit a wall and they kill 20 or 30 people. And then the following month, again, it happens the same. And we know for sure what is going on. That road is poorly designed. That's number one. Somebody has to design that road properly. Who is going to do that? Is it God who is going to do that? No, we got to do it. Or maybe a driver coming down there, there is a sign that says, there is danger ahead, but they ignore it. They come right there and they jump off the cliff. Is it God that is going to hold you while you are falling off the cliff? No, you have to be careful when you're getting there. A sign probably is put there, and when it is put there, some guy in the village goes there at Juakali and pulls that sign and goes to make a stove with it. And then people are dying all the time. You and me are missing. That's why I'm telling you, you will pray and God will not show. And if he doesn't show, the reason is because you are not available where you are supposed to be when you prayed. You pray and get out. Praise the name of Jesus. Pray and go and do. Pray and get yourself involved. Pray and start being a member of this community and let this community see your hard work so that this community can change. It cannot change by prayer alone. It can change because of your involvement. Praise the name of Jesus. School dropout rate will not go down until this brother starts a school. No matter how much he prays, he has to do something. You and me, we got to do something. And this fellowship, it got to do something too. I was looking at that and say that, God, I missed so many opportunities. Now it probably is the time. New leadership comes with new responsibilities and great ideas. And I thank God. Patricia, you are on in charge. Bwana asifiwe. Let me finish. The last one is knock. Knock. Knock is trying to get through into an enclosure that you have been kept out of. Trying to get into something that you are not part of. Trying to become somebody that you have been, or be part of the of a group of people that you have been excluded. And this is what I'm talking about, that it is time for the people of God now to start stepping out and become part and parcel of communities. Knocking is about perseverance, is that vibrancy, is that the next push. You see now the graduation from ask, then seek, then knock. You cannot knock unless you get out of your own house. People have been knocking at doors in their own houses. Your own house. You wake up, you knock at your bathroom door. Please, what are you going to find there? There's no job in your bathroom door. There's no business opportunity in your bedroom door. There's no opportunity in your basement unless you open an office there. Why are you knocking at the wrong door? And the Lord is saying that it is time now. You have asked. Now step out. Go find a door. Praise the name of Jesus. Seek that door. And go and knock at it. Knocking, it requires boldness. It requires commitment. It requires you to really have a resolute mind and say, tell yourself that I will knock at that door. Whatever comes through that door or whoever I see on the other side of the door, I am willing and ready to deal with. Many a times we don't knock. We just walk right through, past the doors. We love the corridors. We love the hallways. Yeah, in that no man's land, I feel very comfortable. But let me tell you, there is only the time, the only time opportunities are going to come your way, it is when you're willing to knock at a door. Praise the name of Jesus. And so here, we see this story that Jesus was giving to the disciples when he had taught them how to pray in Luke, the verse that we read there up in Luke chapter 11, verse 5. I'm going to read very quickly, and then I'm going to wind up. The Bible is saying, then he said to them, supposing one of you had a friend or has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Now, this is a person, he has gone. He's now asking. And then the one inside answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. Verse 8, I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend. Now, I'd like you to know there, friendship is not enough for this man to wake up and give this man whatever he needs. That's what Jesus said. Though he may not wake up to give him because he is his friend, then what is Jesus saying? Then he says, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and he will give him as much as he needs. Praise the name of Jesus. Other translations, they say, because of this man's continuous knock on the door, persistent knock on the door, this man continuously, incessantly knocks at the door, and he will not relent, he will not let go, he will not quit, because I have a guest who is hungry and I cannot sleep until he eats. And I have no other way, because the grocery store is closed, and maybe even if it is open 24 hours, I have nothing to pay for it. Knock persistently. Praise the name of Jesus. This is what Jesus was calling the word importunity. Importunity meaning that continuously reaching out and focusing and fervently pushing and making sure that you do not give up. We also have another story that Jesus gave about this woman in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1 through 8. The Bible says that there was this man who was an ungodly king. And I'm going to look at that very quickly. Verse 1, it says that, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Now listen to that. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time, he refused. But finally, he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, he will find faith. Will he find faith on earth? I don't know where you have been going or what you have been asking for or who you have been reaching out to. I don't know who you have been associating with. I don't know the issues that you have been dealing with. I do not know what probably problems are in your family right now. And I don't know how long you have been praying for them. I don't know whether you have been even praying. And if you have been praying, have you really stepped outside and started working to try to get into them? And when you have stepped out, where is it that you're going to seek for your help? How long have you been knocking? I'm asking you, my brother and my sister, the time has come for us now to be resolute. Praise the name of Jesus. You have to be intentional. You have to be deliberate. You have to start moving in the way that the Lord will respond to you. And this moment God has given us, He has given us so that we be able to rise up from where we were and lift us up from abject poverty, from the issues that we have been dealing with of fear, into a position of power and authority. And He cannot do that until you let Him, by giving yourself, by letting yourself in His service. Praise the name of Jesus. By asking, by seeking, and by knocking, and continuously knocking. This woman would have given up, because this is a judge. This is a king. He feared, he did not fear God. And many a times we say that, oh, that man, who really, he's so evil, I cannot even go near him. This woman continuously went there until he said that, you know what, I am getting worn out. How about you worn out somebody? How about you worn out something? How about you worn out someone that has been standing between you and your destiny? And you say that, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to let them. I'm going to move on. I'm going to push on. There's a speaker who had come to speak to us sometimes back at the national conference. And he's a cripple, a bishop from Kenya. And this man, he said that, I may be a cripple, but they never ignore me. They never deny me. They never look at the other side when I'm about, because I am standing on the inside, though I do not have legs on the outside. Praise the name of Jesus. And many of us, we have legs, but we are like sitting on the inside. And God is saying that time has come for you to stand up. Come on, praise the name of Jesus. Time has come for you to let go of the things that have been pushing you down and learn how to ask and to seek and to knock, and do not give up. Do not let people look down on you. Come on, praise the name of Jesus. Why is it that everyone else is surviving, is going places, but you are not going places? Why? It is because probably they have learned something that you do not know. They know how to be persistent. Praise the name of Jesus. These men, this man, he woke up at night and went to wake up his friend. His friend did not want to hear any of that. Many people will not want to hear any of that. In fact, I can tell you that probably you know at night the person that you can call and the person that you cannot call. Your friendships, you have categorized them like this. I know that when I call this one, they will not even bother. When I call this one, they will not even sleep a wink. They will rise up very quickly and they will come to my aid. When I call that one, they might even think a little bit for a moment, but probably eventually they may come after the issue has been resolved. Now, I know you have all that, but I want to tell you that it does not matter how they are. The Bible is saying that though their friendship may not have allowed them to rise up, they will rise up because of your persistence. Praise the name of Jesus. That job that you're looking for, persistence. That business that you've been working on, where is that? Moses, persistence. Those things that you have been dealing with, you have been looking all these other places, persistence. Knock, 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 and do not tire. Praise the name of Jesus. Finish with me. Ask, and you will what? Seek. Knock. Let's all rise up. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We worship your name. Lift up your hand unto the Lord for a moment.